here on KUVO, your oasis in the city. I'm Paul Donovan. Thanks so much for joining us. Glad you're listening. And you know what? We have the artist you just heard, Matt Skellinger. He's been composing, performing, recording, and teaching here in Colorado for 30 years. Matt earned a BA in music from Metro State University in 2002, where he studied with the great Ron Miles. He's also been a music teacher at Swallow Hills since 2008. Matt's group has released 7 albums of original music. The most recent release, Subspace Transmission, was released on March 8th of last year and is dedicated to Ron Miles 1 year after his passing. Matt, thank you so much for coming by.
Paul, thank you so much for having me in studio.
Yeah, I love your music.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm happy to be here, and I'm a huge KUVO supporter. You all have supported me for so many years, so I am grateful for your support.
Now, Matt, if you don't know, plays the bass, the electric bass. You play stand-up at all?
Just for fun. I play electric bass when I perform.
In private.
In private, I do a little bit of stand-up. But
we were talking about some instruments that you experimented with earlier.
Yeah, we had a neighborhood fad where everybody did Suzuki violin when I was probably about 4 or 5. So that was my first experience playing music. And then I took piano lessons for a couple years when I was maybe first through third grade or so. But then I didn't really touch any instruments until middle school. And that's when I found the bass. And that's kind of what changed my life, I think.
And who doesn't love the bass?
Right?
Turn up that low end.
Absolutely.
So the reason why Matt is here, coming up at Dazzle tomorrow night, the songwriting of Ron Miles, Matt Skellinger, and Matt Reed, the duo. So you don't have your band. Just you. It's the two Matts.
Yeah, the two Matts. I met Matt Reed in about 2016, and we've been playing as a duo ever since. And I feel like with my music, I do it in a lot of different contexts. I play solo bass every week doing my music. I do a couple duos with either Matt or basically anybody else in the group. We do some trio stuff, some quartet stuff. If everybody can get the same date down, then we'll do our sextet sometimes. But yeah, this will be a duo performance of some of Ron's music and then some of my music that I was lucky enough to record with Ron in our group from our first 3 albums.
My goodness. So tell us more about your latest album.
Yeah, so Subspace Transmission came out almost exactly a year ago, and I was starting to work on the music, and I was really feeling like I wanted to encapsulate the idea of giving back to my mentors and maybe showing how inspired I was by my mentors. And unfortunately, during the process of writing the music and recording the music, Ron passed away. And I was already thinking about having one or two of his tunes on the album, and it just seemed appropriate to move in the direction of dedicating the album to him. And so we've got 2 of his tracks on there that we recorded. And then we took some of his tracks that were previously recorded on our other albums and put them into the tracks on our album. And our engineer friend Colin Bricker at Mighty Fine Studios did such a great job of making it sound like Ron was there playing with us.
I think that is so awesome. I love the technology that Ron plays for. He could play forever.
Absolutely.
Sampling his playing.
Absolutely, yeah. It turned out much better than I thought it would, honestly. I feel like it just was kind of meant to be, I think.
And I think it marries well with your style of music, too. So Matt is, you mentioned he was a trumpet player.
Yeah.
So and he plays with pedals.
Yeah. So Matt plays trumpet and cornet and flugelhorn, but he's kind of unique in the sense that he uses effects pedals. And there are other people doing it. One of his big influences, Shane Inslee, who he teaches at Metro, and he plays in a group called Knee Body. And it seems like there are more and more horn players playing with effects, but it is kind of a unique sound. And he does a bunch of layering textural stuff. He does some looping. He does some cool harmonizing stuff. So really interesting sound for sure.
Matt Skellinger, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by. Again, this is tomorrow night at 9:30 at Dazzle, the new location of Dazzle at 1080 14th Street. That's Arapahoe and 14th. And it's called The Songwriting of Ron Miles, Matt Skellinger and Matt Reed Duo. You can find out more when you go online. to our website and hit up the events page at KUVO.org. Matt, it was wonderful to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Great to meet you, too. And thanks for having me. And thank you, KUVO, for all the support over the years. Y'all are
keep bringing
some
the
of
great
biggest
music,
supporters.
Man.
Thank you.
We love playing it and love supporting our local artists.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right. So if you've been waiting for the traffic, if you're stuck in traffic, I'll tell you why. If you're on I-70 westbound, there's an accident that was just cleared, but there's still some slowdown to about 270. That accident was between Steel Street and Vasquez in York. Accident also cleared. Oh, this is all good news. Another one cleared just southbound 225 between Colfax and 6th Avenue. So the weather not changing. That's great here in the first few days of spring. We got cool nights tonight to down to 37. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Loving it. Right now, it is 67. Downtown here at KUVO. Speak Like a Child. Herbie Hancock is up next here on KUVO Jazz.